State of our health service is no longer just a crisis, it's an absolute failure and a failure of this shambolic executive to get a handle on it. The cost of that failure has been felt every day by families right across our communities, and as MLAs we hear about those real challenges each and every day. Poor access to care has severe consequences. Late diagnosis, delayed treatment and overstretched services are directly impacting on outcomes, particularly for cancer patients. When people are diagnosed late, treatment is more aggressive, more traumatic and far less likely to succeed. This is not just unavoidable, it is the result of systematic failure. What makes this situation even worse is the lack of accountability in our health service. When things go wrong, no one seems responsible, families cannot get answers, complaints go unanswered and lessons are not learned. Communication is often poor or non-existent at the very moment when people are frightened, vulnerable, desperate for clarity. That is just poor administration and is totally unacceptable. Constituents now tell me they're anxious about going to hospital, anxious about overcrowding, cancelled appointments, being left waiting without explanation, anxious about a system they no longer trust to be there when they need it most. That fear should shame those responsible for running our health service. This may be blunt, but unfortunately it is very much the reality on the ground. So let us be clear, Mr. Speaker. The system is in disarray. It is a shadow of its former self and all that the NHS was designed to achieve. Staff are exhausted and demoralised, holding together a broken system through sheer dedication, while political leadership has failed to deliver the reform and urgency required. It is not acceptable. The executive has had years to act and has failed for years to do so. Behind every delay is a family living with fear, and behind every late diagnosis is a life put at risk. Accountability cannot be optional. Time is critical. Action must be swift in order to save lives. The people we represent deserve a health service that saves lives, not excuses from this executive that is clearly not delivering on this issue. They need to be honest with the people about whether they're up for the job or not. This executive needs to stop dithering, needs to start delivering, and less fights over flags. And let's see this place actually fight for the health service and for our people that are affected each and every single day.